Blog Talk Radio.
We'd like to thank you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we are here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Amen. And we do thank you for tuning in. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, we are an interactive Bible study. What does that mean? That means that you have the opportunity of calling in and participating. Amen. This is almost like a round table. We have brothers and sisters in Christ, and we're just sitting around and feeding on the Word of God. Amen. And amen. Prayerfully, when we get up, we have been fed, and we are full and ready to go. Amen. We have a treat for you this evening. We do have Tamika, Elder-elect Tamika Ramey on the line. She will be speaking this evening for the first time, so we do thank her for participating on Blog Talk. For those of you who are listening by internet, would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, you can participate. Amen. The speaker will open up the mic when she chooses to and ask if there are any questions or any comments. It will open up the mic and you will have an opportunity to share your comments or whatever it is that you have placed on your heart. Amen, amen, amen. Before we move on, we're going to have prayer. And then after we have prayer, the next voice you're going to hear is Elder-elect Tamika Ramey. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word, which is guidance. It gives us direction. We thank you for that. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for our sister who is on this evening, who has chose to take out time to share the gospel. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would feed her through in and throughout, and that we may receive a word from you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for knowing we're all on one accord. We thank you for that. Father, we had 1,000 tongues. We can thank you for all the things that you have done. Father, Lord, there are sick and afflicted out there, and we'd like to lift up the name of Amber Ben Haley, Amber Ben Haley out of South Carolina, who is struggling, and also Sam Meyer, amen. Family has lost their son. We're going to pray for them as well from out of South Carolina. And there are a number of other prayers. You know who they are. As you are praying privately, Father, we thank you for knowing our thoughts, each and every one of our. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you visit each and every one of their homes, that you would bless them throughout, Heavenly Father. Lord, let it be word from you, Heavenly Father, that you would just give them peace in their homes. We thank you for this day, Heavenly Father. We thank you for all those who are online, and we thank you for those that wanted to be online and cannot. Lord, we just give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray this prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I just received a message. I don't know anything about the mic. I'm trying to look and see what it says, but I can't pull it up right now. But we'd like to let you know that that as you are on, we have all the mics open. We have every one of the mics open. So we'd like to let you know we can hear everything in the background, even if you are running water. We can hear it in the background. And we'd like to ask you if you would just be obedient and just keep the level of noise, mute your phone or whatever you're using, mute it until you have you are ready to share, and then you can open it up, because we do not want to distract the speaker, amen, or take from this message. Right now we're going to move over into Waldorf, Maryland, Elder-elect Tamika Ramey. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I would like to first take this time to thank our Heavenly Father for this opportunity for us all to come together and share and discuss His Word. I'd also like to send a thank you and I love you and a great big hug to my brother and sister, the Clays, for the invite. And then I, of course, have to give a shout-out to my pastor, the Bishop Dr. Larry D. Palmer, Senior of Israel Life Total Ministries here in Waldorf, Maryland. And to all of you on the line and on the internet, I say thank you all. God bless you for coming out and taking time out of your day to come on and and share with me what God, I believe God has for us to say on today. And since we have already prayed, I simply ask, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Tonight, I believe that the word of the hour or the lesson of the hour is God's grace. And we will use 2 Corinthians 12:1 through 10. But I will key in more so towards the end on verses 6 through 9. So I am just going to go ahead and read the word right now, 2 Corinthians 12, verses 1 through 10, and I am reading from the NIV. And it reads, I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained. I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise and heard inexpressible things, things that no one is permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say, or because of these surpassingly great revelations. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore will I boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Tonight I'm going to raise 4 points. First point we're going to talk about, I'm going to ask, what is grace? We want to make sure we understand what is grace, the purpose of grace, abusing grace, and appreciating grace. To our first point, what is grace? Grace is God showing us favor even though we don't deserve it. I think if we all took a moment and we were to be honest with ourselves, we could all go back in our lives and in time, and we could probably pinpoint a situation or a circumstance that we had gotten ourselves into, and it wasn't really a good one. And after we were in the situation, we didn't know how we were going to get out. And if we were really, really honest with ourselves, we probably shouldn't have gotten out or been able to get out. But at what seemed like the last moment, or what many of us like to call the ninth hour, there was a way made on our behalf, and it was made for our sake, and we were able to walk away from the situation or drive away from the situation. For some of us, we didn't lose our homes. For some of us, we didn't lose our cars. For some of us, we didn't lose our lives. For some of us, we didn't lose our minds. And all of that was because God showed us favor. And if we were to continue to reflect on those moments, or that moment, or those moments in time, I think when God made a way for us to get out, we all could look back and say that we really didn't even deserve to get out of the situation. We had not done anything that was so great that God should have come to our rescue. We had not done anything so wonderful that we deserved for God to come to our rescue. But God, being the God that he is, he showed
Hallelujah.
Us favor, and
That's
he
right.
came to rescue us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we would all agree that if we were to take a survey, it's oftentimes that God shows us favor. We have not done anything to deserve it.
Even now.
but even now we haven't earned it.
That's right.
And this is daily. Now we can go back to our days of before we knew God or before we knew Christ, before we accepted Christ in our lives. But even now, as brothers and sisters in Christ, as children of God, we still live a life that sometimes we really don't deserve God's favor yet.
Amen. Keep it real. That's right. That's right.
He continues to show it to us, you know, and it's because he loves us so much that he continues to create opportunities for us to get it right. And he does that by sharing his grace with us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to pause right there and ask if there's any questions or comments, because I heard a couple of amens in there. So I want to give you the opportunity to talk back to me.
Amen. My sister, Elder Elect, this is the Elder Corbin. I just want to tell you, you're just talking the truth, keeping it real.
Amen.
I mean, because I'm talking about new grace and mercy this morning that I did not deserve, but yet God saw fit. You know, amen, to have me to be of a sound mind, even of a soundness in my physical body, amen. God's grace and mercy. You know, you just can't get around it.
No, you can't. You cannot. And I think it is just so amazing that, you know, I think, because I'm a mom, and oftentimes, you know, my children will do stuff, and I'm like, no, okay, don't clean your room and see if, you know, because I know you, it's okay. I know you're going to ask for something, and when you ask for it, I'm just going to tell you no. However, they can ask for something, and it's just something about the way they ask or how they look when they ask that is like, you know, they really don't deserve this, but I'm going to get it for them anyway. Compared to God, I'm on a limited income, okay? And the things, and I have limited ability compared to God. I'm really not limited, but compared to what God can do. And so if my little limited self can show favor to my kids, and I know how I feel when I'm showing them favor, I can only imagine what God feels when he looks down on us and offers us his grace on a daily basis and multiple times a day. Does he offer us his grace? And I just, that in itself is a reason to tell him thank you, okay?
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Amen. This is Pastor Miles out of New Jersey.
Hello.
How you doing, Ted?
I'm good.
You said that, as people know, it don't take much to set me on fire. But when you read the scripture, you turn around and said, I know a man, whether it be in a body or out of the body. When you read that, it let me know that Paul was talking about himself in the third person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it was the way you read it. The way that you read it stood out to me so profoundly. I got to work with it. God bless you. Continue. I'm not going to stop you from being there. Bless you, sister.
Bless you, brother. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so now we're going to move on to our second point. We're going to talk about the purpose of grace. I have this saying, I like to say that God is not traditional, but he is intentional. And I say that because everything God does, he does it with purpose. He doesn't just decide, you know, today I'm just going to do whatever, although he can, because he's God, you know. So God does not share his grace just because traditions were created. He doesn't share his grace just because that's what he's always done. And he doesn't share it, like I said, just because he's God, because we know that he can. And many of the things that we do in life and many of the things that we experience in life, we don't really know why we do it or why it's there. We don't know what's the purpose. We just do it because grandma did it that way, or grandma did it, or mama did it, or daddy did it, or that's what we've always done, or it just seems like it ought to be done that way. But I love that God is intentional in doing the things that he does and sharing the things that he shares with us. And so giving us grace, when he shares his grace, is not just because grace is traditional. It's because he has an intent. There's a purpose for it. And God gives us grace to equip us for specific kingdom tasks. Because remember, grace gives us another chance.
Yeah, it does.
Because if we think about it, if we go back, remember I asked you to reflect at the beginning. So if you go back and you think about some of those situations that you were in, had it not been for grace, there wouldn't have been another chance.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Make somebody sing that old song. You'll understand it better. By and by. Come on now.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, so had it not been for grace, there wouldn't have been another chance. So we remember that grace gives us another chance. Now, the question is, another chance at what? I'm so glad y'all asked. Thank y'all for asking.
Come on now. That question was in my mind.
Yes, I know. See, I felt your spirit. So it's another chance for us to reveal God's salvation and God's righteousness. If we go back to 1 Corinthians 15 and 10, it tells us that but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. And so understanding the purpose of grace, it allows us to operate fully in grace and not just take it for granted. You know.
All right. Get out of yourself now.
You get out of yourself. If I know that God gave me grace not for me, he didn't give me grace really for me. It was another chance. Remember, he's equipping us for kingdom tasks. We all know that we've been called. And I think it was my brother Clay on Saturday. It was him that said we all have a call. We all have a charge to keep, right? But oftentimes we go outside of the parameters of what God has called us to do. And so that's when that grace has to come into effect. And when that grace comes into effect, the purpose of that is for us to continue in that God has called us to do. He has called us to be disciples. We are to go out and teach and preach, you know, baptizing them in the name. Y'all know the Great Commission, all of that.
Amen.
But we can't do that without God's grace. Because remember, without the grace, we wouldn't have a chance. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, I'm in touch with you. Come on.
Look, I'm in touch with you too now. Come on.
I love it. And so we have to remember that we want to, when we understand the purpose of what God is doing, why God is doing it, how God is doing it, and then he chooses to choose us to get it done, we want to operate fully in that. We want to do our best to go out and complete our task that he has given us for the kingdom. And no one can tell you what your tasks are. That's between, you know, you and your conversation with the Lord. You know what God has called you to do. You know when God calls you to do it and how he tells you to move in it. And the reality is oftentimes we allow our environment around us and situations around us to keep us from moving in that God has to call, God has called us to do. And so I encourage you all today to go with God and to go with God in his grace and move in it. And let's appreciate God for his grace. And we show people our appreciation by using what they gave us, right? If I was to give you a car, one way to show me that you appreciate me giving you a car is, one, you're going to drive it. And then when you drive it, you're going to keep up the maintenance on it. You're going to keep
it
clean.
Right now.
So that every time I see the gift that I gave you, I would know that you appreciate it because you're operating in it, you know, to the best of your ability, to your full capacity.
Amen.
And oftentimes, that's not what we do when God gives us grace. We
now
won't operate
Come on.
In it.
Come on, sis. You're preaching. Come on. Talk to me.
And so, again, I encourage you in that. So I'm going to pause because that was the purpose. Everybody understand purpose?
Amen.
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 With all that getting, get this understanding now.
Amen.
Come on. Come on now, brother. Because I'm going to tell you something. You know, I'm going to let a little cat out the bag right now. I call Elder Corbin kind of regularly when I'm on my way to work. And one of the things that he say, he answered, he said, "How you doing, brother pastor?" I said, "I'm doing good, preacher. How you doing, brother elder?" And he said, by his grace and his mercy, I'm making it. Brother elder, am I lying or telling the truth?
Come on, ain't nobody the truth.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on.
It's what I said, and it is what he does.
Amen.
That's right.
You know, and sis, I know you elder elect. I'm calling you elder. I'm calling things
it's
to be
okay.
Not though they
it's,
were.
I'm good.
So, you're okay. You can call the things to be not though they were. Now, you ministering to me.
Amen.
And think about, and you minister to many others on the line. So continue to do what you're doing.
Amen.
God bless
you. All right, so if we move, I'm going to read Titus chapter 2, and it's verses 11 and 12. And it says, I'm sorry, my screen cut off. It says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age." So the third thing I want to discuss is abusing grace. I talked about the purpose of grace, and in talking about the purpose of grace, you know, I reminded us and I encouraged us to operate fully in the grace that God has given us and to not take it for granted. And I wanted to point out that oftentimes we do, as a people, we abuse God's grace and we take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
When we read this scripture, Titus tells us, gives us things to not be a part of, you know. He tells us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. But what often happens is because we are aware of God's grace, sometimes we will go out and we will do whatever it is that we want to do. We partake in things that we know that we shouldn't partake in. We cooperate and participate and stuff that we know that we should not cooperate and participate in. We have conversations that we know we should not be, you know, we should not have. And we just downright sin. How about that?
That's right.
Hey, man, sis, preach. What's that scripture again? I'm flipping through my Bible. I got the Titus late. What's the scripture you just read?
Titus 2 and verses 11 and 12.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
No problem. How many preachers on the line? Any preachers? I know there's preachers, but how many preachers on the line?
There's many preachers, but many people not going to speak.
Okay, so to all my preachers. So we have preachers. I'm sure we probably have some teachers out there, teachers of the word, and whatever it is that your ministry is. But I have a question for you. How many times have we been given an assignment and we don't properly prepare for it? For instance, if I know I'm going to ask my preachers specifically, and I know everybody's not going to talk about it, but how many times do you know that you're supposed to preach? Whether you preach in 8 o'clock service, 10 o'clock service, 11 o'clock service, 3 o'clock, whatever service, Bible study, whatever. How many times you know you are, it's your assigned week to preach, and you do not properly prepare?
I'm a witness. Okay. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Right? Gone and shame the devil now.
Drop the devil in the face.
Okay.
Come on.
That's right. I'm gonna be honest. Yes.
We don't always, and if we're all honest, we don't always take the time that we should take to properly prepare to go before the people of God with our assigned task from the Lord, right?
That's true.
And, yeah. And this is what we'll do. This is what we do. We do not prepare, and we're walking our little happy selves into our venue talking about God got it. Lord, just have your way. That's what we do. Lord, have your way. Oh, Lord, I can't do nothing without you.
I heard one preacher say it's tight, but it's right.
Come on now. And then at the end, we go in and we preach, and we will preach heaven down, right? Because it seems like when we're the least prepared, God just does something real crazy, and we will show enough preach heaven down or teach heaven down, right?
I'm going to interrupt. But you know something? Let me tell you something, Sister Priest. I'm an Army guy. And I got stationed on my second tour of duty when I met Bishop Palmer, which is elder. I was stationed in the Air Force community. And I noticed this when I was in a certain community. I'm not going to say what it was, but I see where you're getting this from. Come on and talk to me. I've seen it firsthand. Come on, let's preach.
So we'll preach heaven down. We going to pray it down. We going to teach it down. We'll sing it down. We know we're supposed to do praise and worship. We know we're scheduled to sing, to open up or to do the sermonic collection. And we are not prepared. But we walk in talking about God got it. God is watching. And then after he does what he does at the end, this is how we bless the Lord. Won't he do it? That we good at that one, ain't
it? Yeah, come on now. You tell the truth. Amen to the truth. Amen to the truth. Come on.
Now what was my purpose to that? That's abuse of grace.
Yes,
because
it is.
We did not do what we were supposed to do with the mindset that God just going to show us grace because that's what God does.
Good example.
And you know what? He didn't do that just for us. He did that for the people.
His
word would come forth in power and authority, and whatever we had to give them, thus saith the Lord.
Exactly.
So God
saved us as well as saving
the people.
Amen, elder.
You know what? We need to kick our own butt.
Okay.
Amen. Come on now. Amen.
But you know what, Elder Elect? Thank God for his grace and his mercy.
Regardless of, in spite of,
he came through. God came through. I can't even say I've ever said, won't he do it? What I do is, Lord, thank you for bringing the word to the people.
Yes.
Edna was not ready, but you were ready, Lord. You did.
Yes. But at what point? But the problem is many of us get stuck right there. And so because we take God's grace for granted, we don't do what we need to do to prepare. For our assignment. He didn't give us grace for nothing. He gave us grace for, remember, there was purpose. He was equipping us for the task of the kingdom. And so how dare we not operate fully in the grace that God gives us and just rely on, I call it the grace card. We want to play the grace card is like the big and the little joker. You know you're going to win. You know you're going to win the book with them.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
You know, you know, you got the big joker, the little joker, and what is it, the deuce of spades? Which one is it? The deuce of, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Y'all still say spades.
I know y'all play spades. Y'all still say
spades right now.
Come on. These folks have said all their life, but preach it anyway.
She's going into
the big joker
now.
It's the big joker, the little joker, and the deuce of spades.
And the deuce of spades, right?
And the deuce
coming with the
star.
Come on now.
Deuce is Trump. That's right.
Right. And so when my partner over there, I'm over here with nothing. And so I'm hoping that my partner throws out those cards, right? And that's what we do. With God's grace, we go in with these horrible hands because we have not prepared.
Yeah.
And we hope that the partner in God will play his grace for us.
I'm ashamed. Yeah, see, I like
you. Know, God bless your heart, my sister.
God bless your heart. I'm going to say to sis, I'm so glad that you came on tonight with what I have heard over the months, probably last year, of an unbalance of grace. And so you balancing that scale out.
My Lord.
And you have a good balance of grace. And I love your teaching. And I'm going to make sure people hear about this. Thank you.
Man.
In the name of Jesus, you know, you put a good balance on grace, because over the past couple of, about this past year or so, I've been hearing some grace teachings.
Mm-hmm.
That people want to do what they want to do. And me and Elder Corbin talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
And God forbid you came this on a timely fashion. Oh, and bro, Pastor, I'm going to use some of this. I'm telling you, I'm going to use it.
Amen.
I just love it. I love it. You know, sometimes, praise the Lord.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. Sometimes, and I commend you, my sister Elder, amen. Sometimes we tend to be a little reluctant to speak the necessary. You know, when the Apostle Paul was in Rome, you'll find it there, chapter 6, right at the first verse. He was speaking to those who knew.
Right.
See, he when he said, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace abound?" He won't talk to the Gentiles that were dumb. He was talking to those of us that, like us, call ourselves Christians.
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
He said, "Check yourself." That's right. You're right on the line talking the necessary. Just go ahead.
Yes, sir. All right, and so we understand, you know, the whole point of that is to, you know, I'm an encourager. For those who know me, you know that I am an encourager. And so I want to encourage us to operate fully in God's grace and not abuse God's grace. We've just been super fortunate, you know, over the years and over the time that God has just not chosen to remove his hand.
From us.
That's right. Ooh,
and he continues to allow us to play the grace card. But I don't want to. I've come, and this is y'all gonna. I caught this revelation in the most unorthodox place, per se, if I can say it that way.
Amen.
I am. Any of you know me, you know that I'm a Zumba instructor. And so Zumba is all about repetition, right?
I need your teaching then.
So week after week, you know, the class is 1 hour long, and we do many of the same routines. And so the idea is, because you want your students to be able to participate and feel welcome, because you don't want it to feel like exercise. You want it to feel like they're having a good time, right? And so what happens is you learn these songs. You learn, as an instructor, I know a whole bunch of songs. I know a whole bunch of routines. And so when I first became a Zumba instructor, every week I was practicing. Even though I knew what I was doing for this upcoming week, I was working on routines for the next month. You know what I mean? I was preparing myself.
All right.
And then, you know, the next month come, I'm doing that. Now I'm working on routines for the next month because I'm going to be ready, right? But then I got comfortable. And I got comfortable, in fact, because I love the art, so I'm a musical person anyway. I have the ability to just follow the pattern of music. So based off of the Zumba formula, you know that you do a certain move for 8 counts, 16 at the most. And then at 16, and when you know music, you can hear the change in music. So you know when the music changes, your move changes, right?
That's right. Having
that knowledge, I stopped practicing. I don't need to practice. I just walk into class and I just go for it, right? And then one week it happened. I walked into class, and they requested, because it's songs that they'll like, and so they requested this song. They said, "Oh, we haven't done this song in a while." And I hadn't been practicing the song because, you know, I got it, right? I got this. And the song is playing, and honey, in the middle of the song, I just forgot. And the rule of thumb is, as with anything, if you forget, you keep going, right? But I forgot so bad, I just didn't even know where to go. But God's grace was so sufficient for
come
me.
Come on now, see
that?
That
the students remembered the routine. So when I forgot, they remembered. And so the song didn't stop. The process didn't stop. We were still having fun, and we were able to laugh it off. But that was God's grace. And they came back the next week. Why was that God's grace? Let me tell y'all something. People in the health and wellness world, they are critical. A Zumba instructor comes in and forget a routine. They'll say, we don't know what we're doing, and they won't come back.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that taught me was stop taking the gift that God
gave
granted.
You. Come on.
To encourage these people, because Zumba for some is exercise. Zumba for me is ministry, because I get to encourage a whole bunch of women who has a whole bunch of weight, and I'm not talking about physical weight. They have a whole bunch of weight, but in that 1 hour with me, oh, they leave there light as a feather. And
y'all
so
right
stop
now,
taking
minister.
Your gift for granted, because you are on assignment. And so I do.
That's right. That's right.
I do, you know, much better with preparing myself for my classes. And so in that arena, you know, I took that to church, and I was like, oh my gosh, how often do we take God's grace for granted when we don't maximize?
You know, may I say this? If anyone could get Ephesians 2:8-9, does God give his gift as and take it back? So many people think that he takes it back. Can you read that? Because I don't see well.
Uh-huh.
I know where it's at, though. Ephesians 2:8-9.
Okay,
can
I'm going to find it and read it for
me?
You, okay?
Okay. I'd be so pleased if you would.
Oh, yes.
And
then we're going to move on to our last point. Y'all have blessed me tonight.
You blessing us, sir.
Yes, indeed.
We blessing you. You blessing us. Come on now. We eating supper. We eating supper all tonight. You feed me.
All right. Here we go. Ephesians 2:2, and we are reading verses 8 and 9. And I am going to read from the King James for this one.
Yes,
and the word declares, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not that." And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Gift is a grace. Say that again. Grace is a gift. Read
of
that
God,
again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not of works, lest any man should boast.
Should boast. Come on.
That is the word of the Lord. And so we
Hallelujah.
Now know.
They
yes.
want to take the gift away. They trying to make people, all the people I talk to, they keep getting this all mixed up. I said, you can't buy grace.
Mm-mm.
You're saved by grace.
And that's a good segue. We are saved by grace. And so what I believe Paul has taught us in 2 Corinthians 12 is to appreciate grace.
Come on.
Appreciate
now.
It.
Come
we
on
appreciate
now.
It. That's what the
people
go
through.
Yeah. So 6 says, even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool because I would be speaking the truth, but I refrain. So no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say. Or because of these surpassingly great revelations, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power rests on me. And so Paul had a constant reminder not to abuse or to take God's grace for granted because of his thorn.
Yes.
Now many of us, all of us, we all have thorns. We all whatever our thorn is, and our thorn is there to help us to remember that without God's grace, we could not function.
Come on.
Thorns help us to stay humble. Because you heard him say, Paul said, because I don't want, so that I don't get conceited.
Mm-hmm. So that I don't get conceited. That's
so
right.
that I don't get conceited. So thorns are there to help us to stay humble. And thorns
humble.
Are there
Come
to
on.
Help
Come
us
on.
To mm-hmm. understand righteousness. Because every time I get ready to do wrong, that thorn is there to remind me, you want to
mm-hmm.
keep it right, sister.
Yes, yes.
Mm. Come on, sis, preach. Why you doing it? Tell me why you doing it to me. The way
so we
you
know
do.
We all fall short. I got to go. I got to go. I love y'all, but I got to go. We all fall short. We do. We know. We all
we
fall
short
in areas.
We all do. We
but
all
understand
do.
That without God's grace, we would not be motivated to live a holy life.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Do you know those Christians that keep trying to throw people into hell?
God's grace is a gift.
Y'all let her finish. I want to get to the fourth point now.
That this is
yeah,
the point.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah let her go.
Point.
Let her get there. Let her get there.
I'm trying to get to the
come
fourth
on,
point.
Sis,
I know that's right. So the fourth
point. This is preaching Long Island said, let her get to the fourth point. So let her get there.
Wow.
Let her go.
So the point.
Let
the
let
point.
Let her get there.
It's to appreciate God's grace. Every time you get to a place where you don't feel like preparing or you don't feel like maximizing your gift or you don't feel like doing what you know God has called you to do, remember that's abuse.
Yeah.
Because when we're at work, if people do stuff just because they can do it, we call that abuse of power.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to abuse the power of grace that God has given you. I want you to appreciate the
yeah.
power of grace. I want you to appreciate the gift of grace that God has given us. And remember, we talked about when you appreciate something, the way you show people that you appreciate it is you use
uh-huh.
it the way that it is supposed to be used.
See, now, amen. Amen.
Just
amen.
Like
I'm
Paul,
I'm holding my mouth shut.
Wrote
go
to
ahead.
The Romans, he said, "Should
mm-hmm.
I? Should we use grace as a occasion to sin? God forbid."
Uh-huh. That's right.
He
That's
said,
right.
God forbid.
Yes.
Amen.
And so I just pray. That so the scripture I'm going to give you the scriptures that we read again tonight. Just for your hearing and for your study. Tonight we read 2 Corinthians 12, 1 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
We also read 1 Corinthians 15 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
We read Titus 2, 11 and 12.
Amen.
And let me see if this is appropriate. Hold on.
Ephesians 2.
Oh, and then we read, or Titus 2, and then we read Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me.
Amen. Amen. May I add one, my sister Elder?
Absolutely.
Amen, because in the capacity as you're speaking, you know, we talk about the gift. Amen. And it's just
Amen.
To be reminded because it parallels with what you said about giving somebody a car. Amen. And you don't want to forget who gave you that gift of a car. And you want to show appreciation. So I submit James 1 and 17.
Okay.
So because the gift, in the King James Version, it says every good gift. And perfect, every good gift
Amen.
And every perfect gift is
mm-hmm.
from
awesome.
Above.
God.
And coming
yes.
down
oh,
from the
God.
Father of life.
Hallelujah.
Come on now. You got to act like you know who you got the gift from so you can show how you appreciate
yes.
it. Just like you used about that car, and that's a perfect parallelation, my sister. Thank you. Beautiful.
And mm-hmm. I want to mm-hmm. add this on a personal note. I've been with Bishop Palmer for close to 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came off to Waldorf, Maryland, the first person that adopted me and called me brother
my Lord,
was Elder Rainey. So I'm this is documented. I'm going to make it documented.
Amen.
You call me sir. And you called me brother first. You my twin sister.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, now, okay, you're my twin sister. Now, I don't know I know my age. I'm 53. Don't tell your age. I mean, women don't tell their age. But we are them many years twins. But we them twins in the spirit because
Amen.
You are a student of the word.
Yes.
You are a student of the word, my sister. And
my Lord.
Back when I was in Germany on my second tour, when Bishop Elder Palmer took me under his wing,
mm-hmm.
he put me in the word. And I'm hearing what you're going through. I'm hearing the way you're getting down. Stay in the word. But oh,
Amen.
don't get it twisted, y'all. Girl can sing too. She got a minister in song too. She got a minister in song too. But I got my eye on her because she's my twin sister.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I was gonna say, Brother Clay, I'm yielding back to you, sir.
Amen.
When you're done, that's too short, sis. But I enjoyed it.
We only get an hour.
Really good. You've given us a lot of information, a lot of nuggets, and a lot of grace. God,
yes.
I love it. I love
it.
And for me personally, when I think about or even go into that area of abusing grace, I'm going to remember this study tonight. God
my
bless
Lord.
You.
Me too. Thank
God
you.
Bless you. God
bless
you.
Bless
you. And God bless you. God bless you in
I'm
your
on.
Elevation. God bless you in your elevation.
Bless, thank you. Sisters and brothers, I am on social media. So for those of you who are on social media, if you would like to link up, because I love linking up with my sisters and brothers in the Lord, I am Tamika Ramey, TamekiraMey on Facebook. I have Instagram, but I'm not really on Instagram like that. I'm more so on Facebook. So if you are on Facebook, please feel free to reach out to me, friend me, and I will accept it, and we can stay in touch. Amen.
Okay, that's good.
Amen.
Facebook getting kind of crazy, though. I might be jumping off because they got videos here and videos there and going nuts. But I'm going to reach out, my sister.
Amen. That's because they don't understand grace. That's all. We're going to teach them.
Ain't that the truth?
Sister Edna out there in Long Island. Let me tell you something. She good people. You linked up with me. And as we say in geometry, it's the transitive property. A equal to B equal to C. I claim that's my sister.
Amen.
And you heard me on this line many a time. You want to link up with her in the name of Jesus.
Amen, sir.
Link up with her, please.
All right, sir.
And if you need anything, you instant me, and I'll give you the information. If you didn't get it,
all right.
You can go back on this. Trust me, you want to link up with her in the name of Jesus. God bless.
God bless
Amen.
You, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for being with us. This evening, this is Sister Suzanne, and I just want to say thank you so much to my little sister Tamika Rainey for blessing us this evening.
Yes.
Thank you for your for sharing the word that the Lord has given you about His grace. I agree with our sister yours that we will not look at grace the same, and we will
Amen.
Definitely not
mm-hmm.
use or take it for granted. We're very blessed to have you with us this evening. Again, we will be inviting her back to join us. Again,
Amen.
We hope to end with us Amen. Next week. I remind everyone to share this message, not only through inviting your friends to visit our archives and to join us on Wednesday night, but also sharing it with them by email, texting, on Facebook and other social media outlets. You can just share the link. So we invite you to go back and review the message, share the link in many ways, in whatever ways you share with your circle, and we ask you to be blessed. Father God, we praise your name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to use technology to get the word out, Father God, to share the word, Father God.
Amen.
We humbly, Father God, receive your word this evening, Lord. We ask for a special blessing for our teacher and preacher this evening, Father God, that her household
Amen.
Be blessed. That she'll be blessed coming and going. Bless her children, Father God. Bless her husband, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that they were patient and allowed her to come and share with us this evening. I know what it's like raising little ones, Father God. But just bless her, Father God, for her obedience, Father God, and willingness,
so,
Father
God,
God,
in the name of Jesus.
With the body of Christ. We pray we thank you, Lord, for the other households, Father God, that are represented in this meeting, Father God. We ask you, Lord, and even those, Father God, that wanted to be here that aren't here with us this evening, Father God, and those who have been with us, Father God, and may not be with us this evening, Father God, that you would bless all of their households, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, that the rooms of their home, Father God, are filled with the Holy Spirit, Father God, and as they walk through their home,
bless
Father
all God,
that they'll have your praises, Father God, on their lips, Father God, continuously. We thank you, Lord, for a sweet night's sleep this night, this evening, Father God, that is rejuvenative, Father God, and peaceful, dear Lord, and that you'll give us dreams, Father God, of the things that you have for us and the work that you have for us to do, dear Lord. And we thank you, Father God.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, that you would wake us up ready and willing, Father God.
Thank you.
So, Lord, to your glory.
Father God, preaching the word, walking circumspectly, Father God, and serving the kingdom. In Jesus' sweet and holy name, we thank you.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord God.
What a mighty God.
I face the dawn.